Hello, and welcome to Princess in the Podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Sawyers, and I'm ready to talk Disney movies past and present. Once upon a time, Hannah and Brooke sat down to talk about High School Musical. How are you?
Good.
Good. So, like I said in the intro, your name's Brooke. Yes. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you know me?
Yeah, so I am in college right now. I'm going to OSU, and I don't really remember how I know you. Actually, I feel like I've kind of always known you. That's serious, like, did you work with my mom, I think, yes. Or something? Okay. I never really knew how I knew you. I just feel like you're that kind of person that's always been there, so I don't know.
Which is interesting, because I moved here being Elk City. I moved to Elk City when me and my husband had just gotten married, so it was in 2014, but I didn't start working at the school until 2015.
Okay, so that was, like, right when I started high school is when I kind of met you. Yeah, I kind of threw everything else that was in my brain from before high school in the dumpster.
Well, like you said, you're in college right now. Do you have any big plans to change the world?
Oh, gosh. No. I still don't know what I want to do yet. I'm very indecisive. I know I want to do, like, allied health stuff, but I'm just not quite sure yet.
I feel like a lot of people don't know what they want to be when they grow up, even when they're grown up.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm going to be a junior, so I should probably learn what I need to do.
Here's the thing. Once you have that degree, it just unlocks a whole world of possibilities.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing what I had my degree in, so.
Wait, what was your degree?
My degree is actually in communication. So I guess technically the podcast is using my degree, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, fun times. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what movie you picked and why you picked it?
I picked High School Musical because it's just been one of those childhood movies that I've always kind of grew up watching and loved. It came out, I think, when I was like five or six. And I remember me and my friends, we would have like get-togethers whenever the new ones would come out. And we would all like have watch parties and...
For all the DCOMs?
Yes.
This is only the second Disney Channel original movie that I've done. The other one that I did was Halloween Town. I love this movie. I was in either 7th or 8th grade. I want to say it was in 8th grade when this movie came out. And if I remember right, it came out on New Year's Eve. Or they replayed it on New Year's Eve.
They always replayed it on Disney Channel on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it was so fantastic. Why don't you give us a overview of the storyline? Like a beginning, middle, end.
Okay, yeah. So the beginning obviously starts on New Year's Eve when they're at this ski resort, this ski lodge, and the storyline kind of really gets going whenever Troy and Gabriella meet up and, like, the spotlight shines on both of them, and they're kind of forced to sing together on this karaoke stage, and I just remember Gabriella, like, really didn't want to, you know, and I don't know, I think that I really related to her on that kind of stuff. And so that's kind of how it starts out, and that's why I really like the movie, is because of the beginning. And then as it gets going,
they kind of cause chaos to the status quo of what everyone thinks of as stereotypical high school, right?
Yes.
You know, you've got your jocks, you've got your drama geeks, you've got your nerds, and Troy and Gabriella are still embracing their roles in their society, but they want to do something else. Two. It's not instead of.
It's just along with.
And that just causes chaos, right?
Yeah, even Coach Bolton had the conversation with his son, like Troy, saying, you know, you're the basketball guy, you have to lead your team. And he was pretty disappointed when his son wanted to do something else on top of that, because he thought that, you know, you have to focus 110% on that one thing.
And get a scholarship, even though we live in this gigantic house.
Yes. I don't know how they still live in that. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Like, what does the mom even do?
So, they kind of create this chaos. People are kind of jerks, and they break them up. Troy and Gabriella are broken up, and then they're kind of pushed back together.
Yeah, so they get broken up, like, pretty far apart by their so-called friends, I guess. I mean, they are friends, but they were just trying to do what was best for their little clique, their little groups. And that wasn't what was best for Troy and Gabriella together, you know? So they kind of got pushed apart, but then once their friends Chad and Taylor knew that it was pretty bad for them, they helped them get back together.
Yeah, and eventually they helped them get their audition that they had kind of gotten taken away from them.
Yes, like towards the end, they all flooded the
auditorium.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here are some thoughts I had about the storyline, and then you can share any thoughts you have or just comment on mine. So this is one of my favorite movies also. Classic Disney Channel original movie. So we're going to start off, let's talk about how in detention they're all working on these seemingly unrelated items. So you've got a camel, you've got a giant moon, you have a ladder that's being painted, but then it's covered in gold sequin.
Yeah, I have no idea why, what even, it, does anyone know what the musical was actually about?
No, we just know it's Minnie and Arnold, and they're in Twinkle Town.
Maybe it's just a random hodgepodge of things, because in Gabriella and Troy's scene, their audition, it was like a moon and things like that. And then in Sharpay and Ryan's, it was the bop to the top with a glittery ladder thing.
Yeah. Interesting. So. My other thought is during Get Your Head in the Game, which is a musical scene that's classic to this movie. Such a good part of it.
So good. So good.
The boys are at practice. However, they are in their game day uniforms. They are not in their practice uniforms. When, for the rest of the movie, during practice, what do they wear, Brooke?
They're wearing their practice stuff, but it just, I don't know why it starts out, maybe it just, maybe that's what sets the scene for the whole basketball team, I don't know.
I don't approve. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't really like it either.
Another thought that I had was, so both in this movie as well as in the third movie, Mrs. Darvis's classes are so short. And it's always been a thing for me. I'm like, why is this class so short?
Yeah.
But in the movie, she says this is homeroom. Which means,
it kind of explains why it's so short, I guess. But
so, that's just my personal confusion.
But it is kind of weird that they have the free period after that, too.
Right. It's just, like, an interesting schedule for a high school. But we weren't in charge. It's fine. And then my last note on storyline is these people are the worst friends. Like, they're so selfish.
Like, they really were, but I think they were just trying to do, you know, like, Chad was trying to do what was best for the basketball team, and he wasn't really focused on everyone else. He was focused on his teammates and his team, I think. I really do. I think he was focused on his team, but he just wasn't worried about the one, like, person that wanted to stray outside of the status quo or whatever.
Yeah.
And then same way with Taylor. She was just concerned about the Scholastic team.
Yeah. Whatever. I think they're terrible people. They get their lives together for the second and third movies.
It's high school.
That's true. Aren't all people terrible people in high school? This is also true. Are there any other thoughts you had about the storyline?
So, yeah. So, I think that whenever the storyline gets going and stuff, I always kind of expected it to be, like, how high school was. Because I first saw it when I was, like, 6. And so, I thought that, you know, dancing on tables and stuff was actually going to happen. I know it's so far-fetched now, looking back. But when I was 6 years old, I was like, I can't wait to go to high school. This is going to be so fun.
And then you got there and it wasn't.
Yeah, so it's definitely not realistic, but it's still my absolute favorite. I love it.
Yeah, I think at one point I said to you, is it possible for this movie to both be the worst and the best movie?
Yes, that's honestly my thoughts exactly.
Because there's several, like, just nitpicky camera goofs that happen in the movie. For example, in the stick to the status quo scene, Gabriella walks in with her tray and goes to sit down. No, I take that back. Not the stick to the status quo scene. It's the scene right after they, like, break up. So she walks in with her tray, sets it down in front of her, and then we go to another shot of some other people. I think we go to a shot of Troy, and then we go to a shot of Chad and Taylor, and then we come back to a shot of Gabriella, who now has no tray.
Yeah, it just kind of disappears.
It just disappears. So that was weird.
And then the cameraman, I never noticed that, too. There was, like, a whole cameraman in the shot.
And I think, actually, this would be the best place to talk about it as well, is that, like, East High basically cheated to win the basketball championship because they had the foreknowledge that the game was going to get interrupted so that Troy and Gabriella could go play their game. So that Troy and Gabriella could go audition in the time slot that they needed to audition. So that's not fair to West High, who doesn't know there's going to be this unexpected span of time where they have to sit and do nothing, which could be detrimental to a team.
Yeah, but to be fair, Coach Bolton didn't know either, and he was the one kind of leading the team. I mean, I guess it's unintentional cheating. I don't think that they tried to do that to just win the basketball game. That could have been part of it, though. That could have really
been
a huge part of it, yeah.
We've talked about it. These guys are terrible people.
I'm sure that was, honestly, I've never thought about it like that. I'm sure Chad was like, oh, here's the opportunity.
So we've named off some of these characters. I'm going to list them. We've got Troy and Gabriella, Sharpay, Ryan, Coach Bolton, Chad and Taylor, Mrs. Darbus. And then we've got other, like, little high school players that are there, like Zeke, and you've got Martha, and you've got these other people that are kind of helping. Jason, helping move the story along. So, who are your favorites?
My favorite, I told you this a while back, my favorite is absolutely Gabriella. I don't know why, I love Gabriella. I always wanted to be like her whenever I was little. Like, I told you I started wearing ribbons in my hair after I watched the scene with her ribbon in her hair, and it was awesome. But
well, she literally only wears a ribbon in her hair in one scene.
I know, and I was like, it makes me feel so smart, like, because she wore it at the, like, Scholastic meet or whatever, and so I thought that, I don't know, it made me look smart. And then I liked, I can't believe I liked their fashion sense back then. I liked Sharpay's fashion sense, I liked Gabriella's, and then you look back and when I was looking at Sharpay, I can't believe that I wanted to wear what she was wearing.
My favorite is definitely Sharpay. And
oh no.
It's just because of how extra she is. You know, like, she just does everything 110%. Like, pushing that printer button.
I can't disagree. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, every single thing she does 110%. Like, how else does she have a pink locker? How does she sign her name gigantic on the sign-ups for auditions? Like, that's
just I love Sharpay. How she signed her name.
Yes, and I used to sign my name with stars for the A's. So
no, Hannah.
It was fantastic. I was Sharpay Evans.
You're more like a Kelsey. Didn't we talk about that?
Oh, yeah. This is another thing. I guess this is the place to talk about it. So, when people say, what celebrity do you look like? I always say Alyssa Rowland. And people are like, I don't know who that is. And I'm like, it's the piano girl from High School Musical. And they're like, oh my gosh, you do look like her. It's fine.
Whenever you mentioned it earlier, I was kind of watching the movie to, like, pay attention to see how I could see y'all. I mean, I don't know. Y'all are both pretty short, too.
Yeah, so I guess I'm who you think of when you think of Alyssa now.
Yes.
For me, these characters obviously remind me of Grease.
Yes.
Like, you got your Danny Zuko, who's too cool for school. Yes. He's, like, doing his thing. And then you've got your Sandy, who's, like, just trying to, like, get along.
Yes, and then it fits so perfectly because Gabriella ends up going to the school and, like, you know, Sandy ended up going to the school, so.
So, I mean, there's definitely some similarities right there at the beginning. I don't really think there's a ton after that, other than there's a lot of singing.
Yeah.
So, that takes us into quotes. Do you have a favorite quote from this movie?
No, not really. I don't think so.
So my favorite quote is a Sharpay quote, and Zeke's talking to her, and he's, like, trying to, like, flirt with her, and she's like, evaporate, tall person!
Oh, no.
It's so good. And then quotes.
I like a lot of the Coach Bolton quotes. Just anytime he says something super passionately, like, we're touring Chad. Like, just yes. Every time he just gets so worked up about everything. I love it.
What the heck are those two doing in a tree? It's a good one, too. Is there any quotes from this movie that you use frequently? Like, maybe a lyric or anything like that?
No, I think I captioned an Instagram picture one time, like, we're breaking free. I don't think I've ever used a quote in real life from this movie. I'm gonna have to start doing that, though, because I've been taking notes. There's a lot of good quotes in that.
Yeah. So I used to say, what team? Wildcats. Wildcats, get your head in the game.
Did you really?
Say that to my students, 100%. So I used to teach in a school district where we were Wildcats. And so that's definitely what I used to say. I also say we're all in this together a lot, which recently has been kind of like coined for everyone. And I just want to be like, I was using this.
You invented it.
I did not invent it.
You took it from High School Musical.
I took it from High School Musical, but I used it before everyone else was. So I feel like that's important. Let's talk about sequels. So obviously we've got 1, 2, and 3. Got High School Musical, the musical, the series. We've got Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that movie.
The movie is iconic.
So, I'm sure you love it.
Yes. So when I'm talking about sequels right now, though, I'm going to talk 1, 2, and 3. So which sequel is your favorite?
Oh, for sure 2.
2? It's
100%.
2. 100%. Is 2 overall your favorite?
Overall, the entire thing, it is my favorite. I love it.
Is there a specific reason?
I really like summer, and I like the summer vibes, and they're not in a school setting, and I like that. And I don't know. I feel like, one, I've just watched so much that I've just, you know, seen it too many times almost. But now 2 is the one that I don't see a whole lot of, and it's just more fun and upbeat, and Sharpay's little fun sing-alongs that she does. I love those.
So 2 is my favorite as well. I think it's by far the best. You have Zac Efron running across a golf course.
Oh, that is singing, my favorite part.
Slapping water, spinning around, jumping. You know, it's just iconic. I love it so much.
Yes, I recreated one of those videos on my Instagram. It was the Troy, you know, bet on it scene.
Yes.
We recreated that and it was so funny.
So good. There's some people on TikTok who've done some really good, really good shot for shot recreations. I love them so much. So, if you were given the option to continue the story from 3, but we're cutting out Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure because, like, it's a lesser-known movie. I don't feel like people watch it as much.
Yeah.
Would you want a 4th movie?
From High School Musical 3? Probably not, just because I feel like it would make me even more sad. Even if it was still the same characters, 3 just ended on such, like, a bittersweet note that I don't think you can go back and add anything, like, I got goosebumps talking about it. It just made me cry, but it's so good.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can change an ending like that.
So this is what I would say. I would say, as much as I love High School Musical, I don't want any more either. I like having my own thoughts about, like, what are the Wildcats doing now? What's Troy and Gabriella doing? Are they together? Are they not together? What's going on?
It would be pretty interesting to see.
So the only thing I think that would get me on board for it would be one of those classic 10-year high school reunion
movies. Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
There could be anything happen. I just think it could be iconic.
That would be the coolest movie.
I think that's the only way I would watch it. I still don't know if I would love it.
Just to kind of see where they are now. And like,
yeah,
how they
and,
change.
You know, I really don't think Gabriella and Troy ended up together. I feel like they're one of those high school boyfriend-girlfriend couples.
I think it was a pretty much a high school couple thing, too. They almost split up several times.
Yeah, and then Troy went to Juilliard.
Yeah.
And Gabriella went to some smart school. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Yeah, and even in the first movie, they had problems already.
Yeah.
They were staying together, so yeah. It was...
It's fine. So, when we're talking remakes, we're going to talk about High School Musical, the series. Longest title of anything ever.
High School Musical, the series.
Yes. It's ridiculous. So I'm going to just throw some thoughts out there and you can comment or not. I don't really care because they're my thoughts. But so first off, this is a Disney Plus original series. Not really made for children, which is what I originally thought it was. There's some language in there. There's some themes that really aren't appropriate for, like, you know, a normal Disney Channel audience.
Right. It's not a Disney Channel audience, I don't think. But I think it's okay for middle schoolers and stuff like that. But it's just not like a High School Musical thing.
Yes. Yes. I assumed it was going to be a kid's show.
Right.
And okay. It's not. So there's that. Also, the teacher in this series is so psychotic. I'm very concerned for...
Miss Jen, the woman?
I have very serious concerns for her mental health. Also, isn't she Kristen Chenoweth just, like, 15 years ago? Like, that's another thought I have.
I thought about that when I was watching that, too.
Super weird. Apparently, we've accomplished time travel. Whatever. I feel like there's another thing. Oh, okay, so it reminds me of Glee when Glee got weird.
Like, what season?
I don't know, the one where it got weird.
Okay, yeah. Like, just the...
just generally...
just the falling apart. I don't know. I feel like it also deals with some pretty crazy, like, serious stuff that High School Musical, like, the original, didn't deal with, too, so...
I also feel like it should be noted that as soon as it got weird, I quit watching. So, like, I also...
stopped watching that, too, actually.
So, you know, we don't have totally 100% bird's eye views. However... these are
our thoughts. I do like the songs.
Yeah, I will say the music is pretty good. There's some pretty awesome power ballads. I do like the music.
I think I just realized why the second one is my favorite as opposed to the first one.
Go ahead.
Because Troy gets to sing Bet on It, and he doesn't have a single, like, he doesn't have his own thing.
Song.
In the first one. It's all a duet. It's pretty much all a duet except for that one Gabriella scene where she's, like, sad because she thinks Troy doesn't like her or only cares about basketball or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll just jump right into favorite moment in this movie. My favorite moment is the stick to the status quo scene. It's just really over the top and extra. I love that Sharpay is standing over the cafeteria like an evil queen watching her kingdom. So that's definitely my favorite, and then her getting, like, accidentally pelted with chili cheese fries is great, too. I love everything about it.
Yes, that's a really, really good part, too. But I don't know, I would have to disagree with that. I think my favorite part would be the rooftop scene, where they're up there for the first time, and they're talking about kindergarten and everything like that, and... I don't know, I'm just such a sap, and I really liked it, because that was the first time you got to see them, like, be kind of in a relationship, you know? And I'm such a hopeless romantic. I love it.
And it's just really cute. It's a really cute scene.
It's adorable.
And they both talk about, like, things that they're kind of insecure about, and they're just really honest with each other, and it's really cute. Okay, final thoughts. I think the most important final thought I have... is that, y'all, if you didn't know, Zac Efron does not sing in this movie, I don't know where you've been.
That's a huge part, yeah.
This is a huge thing. So, Zac Efron's singing voice is actually Drew Seeley, who is a Disney Channel star-ish. He's a singer that sings in Disney movies. And I am still encountering people who do not know that Zac Efron did not sing in the first movie.
He sang
in the second and third. Oh, yeah, to this day. It's crazy, y'all.
Yeah, and it's a very obvious thing. I went back, and I hadn't seen the first movie in a while, so when we were watching it, I, as soon as he opened his mouth, started singing that first, like, New Year's Eve song. I was like, oh, yeah, he didn't sing this.
Which is so weird, because he's not a bad singer. He's not, like, a performer.
I think it was just because he, like, wasn't trained yet. I think that's what it may have been.
Because he's in Hairspray, which is a very much singing movie.
And The Greatest Showman.
And then, obviously, he sings in 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like it's very important to note that, like, Zac Efron is not singing in this movie. Like I said, because I'm still interacting with people every day who do not know this.
It's a very subtle difference, but once you've watched the second and third ones a lot, and then you go back and see the first one, you'll definitely be able to tell.
I even feel like people who watched Greatest Showman should be able to tell.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know, because that was when he was a little bit older, though. So, but yeah, I kind of agree.
Maybe. It's fine. Any other thoughts you have?
No.
Okay. I just think everyone should watch this movie. I know you've already seen it. If you're listening to this podcast, I feel like you've already seen this movie.
But I'm so sad. Like, what if people that only watch the High School Musical, the series, like the younger kids, what if they don't watch High School Musical or they don't like it because they've seen Up? That would make me so sad.
That would be super sad.
That's the day it's gonna be pretty sad.
You know, that's how adults feel when they're talking to us about movies that have been remade and we're like, I love this movie. And they're like, the original was better. And we're like, like,
aww, do you see?
It's us. I think that means we're old now, Brooke.
That's sad.
It's fine. But thanks so much for being on this. Yes, I appreciate it.
Anytime.
I'm so glad you joined us for this week's Princess in the Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Princess in the Podcast and on Twitter and TikTok at Princess in Pod. Visit our website, princessinthepodcast.com. I hope you live happily ever after.